Good morning. Fair skies, 64 degrees in downtown Wausau. The time is 9:07. It is Wednesday, September the 11th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to Bob Look for joining us. Be able to think back to what we were doing 21 years ago. As he said, he was on WXCO 23 years ago on September the 11th of 2001. I was working down in Stevens Point at the time. I was working in morning radio down in Stevens Point at WSPT AM, which now is WPCN AM. Had similar experiences following the news that was coming through from New York very early on that morning. It was a Tuesday morning in 2001. In fact, I remember the night before, Monday night football game was the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants, and then Tuesday morning back into work and saw the incredible scenes from the Twin Towers in New York City. So again, this morning, it was, it was in our democracy to be able to see the candidates for president of the United States, the current president there as well, coming together to honor the lost lives as President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, and the running mate of Trump, Senator J.D. Vance, were all commemorating the 23rd anniversary of the September 11 attacks, appearing to put political hostilities on the back burner for a moment as the nation remembers the tragedy. All four leaders were in New York earlier this morning for a commemoration event at Ground Zero in Manhattan. Trump and Harris, just hours past their first in-person meeting at the presidential debate last night, shook hands ahead of the solemn commemorative ceremonies. After Harris turned towards Trump and both extended a hand, Vance and Harris did not appear to interact. The president, President Biden, and the vice president will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Flight 93 Memorial, according to the White House schedule as well today. Later in the afternoon, they will both travel to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, for another wreath-laying ceremony. Trump will also travel separately to Shanksville later today, according to a source familiar with his plans. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic nominee for vice president, will also attend an event to commemorate the anniversary. His office has not said where the event will take place. While candidates and active campaigning in past years have traditionally avoided politics on the anniversary of the attacks, this campaign cycle is notable for its toxicity. It remains to be seen how and whether each campaign will engage in politics today, but at least the start was a good start in New York earlier today, because, again, September 11, 2001, nearly 3,000 people were killed when Islamist terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners. Two planes were crashed into each of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. Another plane was crashed into the Pentagon, and the fourth crashed in a field in rural Pennsylvania after passengers tried to thwart the hijacking. So, again, it's a day of remembrance in our country, 23 years ago today, 9/11 of 2001. Coming up here in the second hour of the program, we will be joined by Sean Wright of the Grand Theater. He is the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation in Wausau. He will be with us talking about, again, as we get into the fall, it really picks up at the Grand, and another great season of activity at the Grand Theater. We'll find out about that coming up. Also, want to remind folks that coming up tonight, it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, we'll be talking to Ryan Winkler, the Marathon head football coach. He'll be our coach guest at 6:25. Our student-athlete guest tonight will be Davis Winter, the Wausau East senior quarterback, who had four touchdown passes in Wausau East win over Tomahawk last week. Plus, Jason Foster and I will recap the action around high school football in central Wisconsin. Look ahead to this week's action as well. So again, the Big High School Sports Show tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Before we go any further, time to say again an official good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Actually, it's very interesting because as I was looking at some of the social media here in the break at the top of the hour, I see that the River and Woods Theater Company has announced their next two shows. Did you notice that? I know you're so...
Two shows? Well, yeah. I was only informed that they were informed of a vote.
Well, according to their Facebook posting 38 minutes ago...
Yes, please, tell me more.
It says the next two are True Magic, an a cappella Christmas farce... And the other one would be 9 to 5, based on the 1980 movie of the same name, features music and lyrics by Dolly Parton. So again, this says, please watch for more information soon, but True Magic, an acapella.
I was aware of the holiday show. I wasn't aware of the 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's December, and it says 9 to 5 will be performed next year on April 17, 18, and 19.
Wow. There you go. There's plenty of opportunities for to audition for.
Are you planning on auditioning for either of those? I mean, you just found out about 9 to 5.
I was thinking about the holiday show.
So, but we'll see. Huh?
Right now, I just want to get... I want to focus on Sarah's age and make sure I do a good job.
That was funny. Actually, yesterday I did receive a message from Center Stage.
Was it from my friend Robin?
Yep, it was from Robin.
She told me on Messenger yesterday that she reached out to you.
I did, and I sent her a response back, gave her some dates where we could get some of the people that are involved in that cast to come in and talk about the show. And again, the show is going to be coming up at the end of this month, September 26th, 27th, and 28th.
That's right.
At 7 p.m. It'll be stage, screen, and in between at the Grand Theater in Wausau.
Remember that the show is absolutely free.
And that's something else, huh? I mean, that is fantastic to have great talent, have a great show, have a lot of fun, and then be able to go to the Grand Theater for free. People need to take advantage of that. That is really, really cool, and there should be a really, really fun show. So, again, that's coming up, and we will get an opportunity. That's one of the fun things about this show. We talk a lot of politics and news and everything else, but it's also nice to have an opportunity to talk to folks who are involved in some of the artistic endeavors going on here in Central Wisconsin, be able to let people know about the different opportunities to go to the theater, whether at the high school level or whether at the adult level here for some of these independent groups. So, again, really, really cool stuff. So we'll look forward to finalizing the date and time with Robin to set things up in terms of having some guests talk about the Center Stage Band and Show Choir production going on at the Grand Theater later on this month.
Fantastic.
Anything else going on with you that we need to know about?
Not really. well, Center Stage is taking up most of my time. But there is one other special event I'm a part of. I don't know if Wausau Community Theater is having a very special event coming up in October. In the middle of October, it's October 18th. They're having a benefit gala as a fundraiser to help raise money for Wausau Community Theater, who has been having a little financial difficulties. But it has been getting a little better. But they'll be hosting a benefit gala at the Great Dane Pub and a Brewery from 6 until 9. It includes performances. There'll be food. There's a silent auction. There's a raffle. It should be a really fun event. Tickets are available if you go to the WCT website or on the Facebook page, and you can get more information about, you know, what the events will have and where's the best place to get the tickets. But it should be a really fun event to help raise money for WCT. And another nice thing about it is that I'm one of the performers in the show.
Oh, very, very good. So terrific. And real quickly as well, coming up at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson and we'll have our number for the day quiz. And of course, you need to get a W starting today.
Yes, I really do. I need to get back on the train, as it were, on the bandwagon.
You're 0-2, so I'm going to give you real quickly the topic so you can think about it.
Yes.
It is milk.
Milk.
Milk. So
of course,
you think about
dairy
that.
State.
There you go. There you go. So we'll have that later on. But
I'll
very happy to welcome in, popping right on in, the executive director of the Grand Theater and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you, say need a W as I walked in the room. I was like, can we stop taunting the Cardinals?
I mentioned in the last hour that because I was talking to Bob Look and he talked about the Brewers a lot. I said, yeah, we're going to talk about the Cards a little bit later on. And I know that I can tell by Sean's mood how things went. And I don't believe they scored a run last night, if that's true.
No, no. Bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth inning didn't score a run. So, yes, yeah, so the changes are coming.
Are you sure about that?
How much? I don't know, but there have to be some.
It was actually funny. I read a story in The Athletic last week talking about the frustration of a lot of people that follow different baseball teams because there's very little change. Ownership seems to be very happy with just plodding along, and the fans feel differently.
The expanded wild card makes everybody think that they are in the race.
There you go.
Until middle of September.
We're going to come back, have more with Sean right here in just 1 minute. The time is 9:18. Again, a pretty good start here in central Wisconsin. 64 degrees, fair skies. I'm Chad Holmes on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, we could talk baseball the entire time. But I know that you have some other duties here in downtown Wausau over at the Grand Theater. And it's that time of year. It's that time of year where we have the pennant races going on, but it's also that time of year where things start to really heat up at the Grand as well.
Absolutely.
They?
You know, yeah, for me, I'm enjoying the start of the season at the Grand more than the pennant races. But right. I know, you know, Bruce fans still have a rooting interest, but yes, the season starts up actually on Friday night with the Ozark Mountain Daredevils making their farewell tour stop here in Wausau. And you know, obviously 50 years, pretty cool for guys who literally call themselves a garage band from Joplin, Missouri, and they just played a couple of sold out nights at the Ryman a couple of weeks ago, and so we're really excited for that show. I think we have only about 100 tickets left for it, so really a great way to start the season.
Every time you come in and you talk about that, again, the support you get is amazing because, we got a couple of tickets here, maybe 100 there. I mean, again, the support just is outstanding.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. No, with all these, first sort of 10 days of the season with Ozark Mountain Daredevils, next week we've got our first 10x10 series with the show with the 10x10 with the two tracks, and just have a handful of GA seats left with that, and then coming up next weekend, back-to-back nights, Daniel O'Donnell, the Irish singer that folks know and love from PBS, and the hilarious improv of the guys from Who's Live Anyway, and both of those shows have just a handful of tickets left, literally just a handful of tickets for both those.
Before we talk about again some of the other shows, one of the aspects that you do so very well are the shows that you bring in that touch in different areas, whether it's music, whether it's Broadway productions, you know, so many different, categories. And here today, as we were talking about 9/11. Yeah. And it reminded me about how you brought Come From Away into, was that this last year, right?
This past season.
I mean, again, there's that connection that you try to do here in so many different ways. Yeah. And I just thought, having you here on this anniversary, yeah, that was very fantastic to bring in such a well-regarded show, obviously, yeah, you know winning the awards. But at the same, yeah, time, it shows that if you go to the website, go at the schedule as you, yeah, start this new season, I would be hard-pressed to find anybody that doesn't see something that would connect with them, right?
Absolutely. Yes, Come From Away is just still one of my absolute favorite shows. And, yeah, just this morning, actually, as I was driving in, I had that soundtrack on in my car because it's just such a remarkable show. But, yes, the point when we build a season is to try and truly have, to your point, something that everybody can find, and whether they're wanting music or comedy or dance or Cirque or family, magic and illusion, symphony. I mean, we truly do have it all.
Massive shows, intimate shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shows from from the biggest blockbusters of Broadway to new and emerging artists in the 10x10 series to big family spectacles to touring orchestra. I mean, mm-hmm, it really is a diverse season, and we work with a great group of promoters as well who bring additional shows that help fill out the season, whether it's bringing a show like Mannheim Steamroller that we have that long relationship. It'll be back next year. This is their year off in the Wausau market.
Oh, you just disappointed so many people.
I know. This is the time of year I start to get asked about that show, and I'm like, it's an every other year show. Every other year. Trust me, it'll be back. And so, yeah, all of that means that we have, just a full schedule, and that doesn't even count our local groups, right, that utilize the space. Center Stage comes up here in a couple, yeah, of weeks. Wausau School of Ballet and Dance Theater will be in for Thriller and Nutcracker this fall, yeah, and winter. So, yeah, it is there is really something for everybody, we hope.
And you mentioned the Center Stage, and I was just talking to, yeah, Ian about that. For folks that have not experienced the Grand Theater, a show like that is so perfect.
Oh, it's perfect.
And because it's a free show.
It's a free show.
And again, to go into the Grand Theater and experience it, and then I would hope that they would say, boy, this is a wonderful venue, and maybe when one of these Broadway touring shows comes in, I'm be willing to come in and experience that as well. But if you haven't experienced the Grand Theater, take advantage of it.
It's an absolute perfect opportunity. Although I'm afraid if they come see Center Stage and then they buy a ticket to a Broadway show, they're going to ask for some money back. They'll be like, after I saw Ian perform, and now I got to see those Broadway artists. I mean, come on. No. We should pay him the money, not these touring Broadway guys. But anyway, no, it is the perfect opportunity, and it's just a fantastic show. It's literally your friends and neighbors, incredibly talented, and, as you said, it's free.
Why, exactly.
You literally can't beat the price.
What are some of the other highlights that are coming up in the near future?
Yeah, as we get into October, some shows we're really excited about. Of course, Ben Folds will be at the Grand.
And yeah.
Really excited about the show. It's really kind of a cool concept. He, the first half, he has a set list. He plays the set list. And at intermission, he tells people to build paper airplanes. I mean, they literally have sheets of paper. You build paper airplanes, mm-hmm, and you write your song request on them. And when he comes back from intermission, the stage is filled with paper airplanes, and he chooses some of his favorites and plays songs. And the funny thing is, he said he always has to remind people, actually write your song on the paper airplane. He said he gets people who build these intricate paper airplanes, land them perfectly like on the piano, and then he opens it up and there's no song request. So we're really excited to have Ben Folds coming October 8th. We've got some great shows with Leonid and Friends, of course, Capturing the Music of Chicago, the Little River Band on the first Friday in October. That show is almost sold out. I think 80 tickets left as of this morning. So, the schedule picks up
doesn't really slow down,
and we're kind of off and running. And of course, the first Broadway show will be in December, so a little ways away, and that's Dear Evan Hansen, the Tony Award winner. But people want tickets to that, they should jump on it soon, because tickets are going fast.
Again, just a fantastic variety, and the best way to get the tickets, number one, I mean, you can go to the website again, Grand Theater ER.org. But you guys like to have people that stop by because you have such a wonderful group working for you, don't
you? They can stop by our historic building right there on the corner of 4th and Jefferson and see our folks Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. But yes, you can always find us on the web and all of our social channels.
Yeah, and again, I would follow because you get so much great stuff. Before the show, but even after the show, you get reports. I mean, if you want to keep up to speed on what's going on at the Grand, follow them on socials as
well. Absolutely. Follow us on socials. Just this week, you would have seen the announcement of our Central Wisconsin Jerry Ensemble.
Yeah.
With 22 amazing students from across the region.
That is so great.
Over 50 auditions. So, yeah, you get show content, you get our community outreach content, get behind-the-scenes content. And, I always remind people as well, if you check us out on the website or on socials, basically every show has some sort of trailer video, some sort of highlight video. So if it's a show you're not sure about, check it out.
And again, you should be so darn proud of helping these young people get these experiences too. I just think that is so fantastic.
One of our favorite things that we do.
Yep, absolutely. Sean Wright, maybe the cards will make you feel better when you come back in 2 weeks. Maybe not.
I was going to say, there's always next year.
There you go. Sean, thanks again for coming by.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a quick time out and have an information update, get the latest news, weather, and sports, and then come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. As Wausau West plays host to DC Everest. Both teams open up conference play with victories last week. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school football. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. At home show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us at Facebook.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page. And again, if you have not followed us on Facebook, do so. We keep up to speed on what's happening here with news stories as well and everything you need to know. And also, we update you on our sports schedule. As you just heard, on Friday night, we have a big one in high school football as Wausau West takes on DC Everest over at Tom Field. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. Again, that's live on 98.9 WXCO and online and on the apps and everything else. And also on a Friday night, we have the Marathon Red Raiders in action. Marathon taking on the Amherst Falcons. Both teams 1-0 early on in the Central Wisconsin Conference large. That game will be heard on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app live at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. That game will also air on a delay basis after the Wausau West DC Everest game on Friday night on 98.9 WXCO. And also don't forget, tomorrow, Thursday night, we have a volleyball broadcast. We'll be with the Wausau West volleyball team taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. We'll have live coverage, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the first serve, live here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So again, we are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports right here on WXCO. Wanted to touch a little bit on a rather interesting story put out by the Wausau Pilot and Review. A little bit of a mini bombshell, as the Wausau Assistant City Attorney has recently left her office. And Tara Alfonso. She had put a letter in explaining maybe a part of the reason for her leaving. And Shireen Seawert in the Wausau Pilot and Review put this out yesterday, WausauPilotandReview.com. And Tara Alfonso is very, very critical of the office, basically talking about poor management, lack of leadership from Ann Jacobson. And according to the Pilot and Review, Alfonso says there was a failure to implement legal best practices to streamline management and provide for the timely completion of legal work, farming out legal work, such as employment law matters and development agreements that could be handled by in-house attorneys, procrastination in completing her own personal legal projects, talking about Jacobson, the city attorney, or delaying assignment of client legal requests to staffs, and frequent absences leading to delays in attorney substitutions. The city attorney, Ann Jacobson, has overseen the office for about 15 years and has been working for the city of Wausau for about three decades. According to the story from Shireen Seawert in WausauPilotandReview.com, Jacobson did not comment before the publication of this story. And Alfonso had been around for quite a while as well. She had spent about 12 years working for the city of Wausau. And basically what she did is when she resigned her office, she sent an exit interview letter talking about her concerns about the department upon her July retirement. And she had been somebody that had been around. She had worked for 10 years with the federal government as an assistant regional counsel for six states, as well as director of the Property Development Division of GSA, the General Services Administration for Region 5 out of Chicago. And again, Alfonso was rather thorough in her letter talking about some of the issues within the department. She talked about more than a dozen different complaints about the way Jacobson has performed in her role. And also, according to the story, said that she hinted why she chose to leave due to the environment in the office. And she said that in the letter, "If not for the confused and ineffective environment within the city attorney's office, I would have stayed a few years longer, especially to contribute to the development of our young professional legal staff." And she added, "I regret that was not possible." So, I mean, I would suggest you go to WausauPilotandReview.com, look at Shireen Seward's story, talking again about just a lot of different issues. And again, this is one person's perspective, and Jacobson probably has a different perspective, but it definitely seems to be something that needs to be looked at. Alfonso also alleged that Jacobson displays a critical inability to use technology necessary to the efficient performance of her legal work, and that Jacobson recently refused to use the city's new open record software. The story says Wausau has struggled to fill a backlog of open records requests over the course of the past several years. Jacobson, according to Alfonso's letter, is frequently absent from city meetings without warning, which puts the rest of the staff in an embarrassing position, giving the legal office the appearance of incompetence. She also accused Jacobson of procrastinating on review of legal work to the detriment of the client. Human Resources Director Henderson, responding to a request from the Wausau Pilots and Review, said, quote, "To my knowledge, there are no formal complaints," end quote, filed against the city attorney. According to the story, Jacobson was reprimanded by then-Mayor Jim Tipple for job performance issues at the same time she became increasingly vocal about an investigation surrounding a former alderperson. So, again, I think this is something that's going to be looked at by the city. And obviously, when you leave a job, sometimes you can leave rather quietly, walking on your tiptoes, and other times you can walk by slamming the door. And I think in this case, Alfonso put on the record in this letter concerning her leaving the position a number, double-digit number of complaints towards city attorney Ann Jacobson and the city legal department. So again, check this out. You can go to WausauPilotsAndReview.com, and a rather interesting story put out yesterday by the editor of the Pilot, Shireen Seward. And again, I mean, it's one of those situations where you put out the information here. And again, it's not saying that it's all true or not true, but it's obviously something Alfonso felt strongly enough in terms of putting it on the record when it came to her reasons for leaving and some of the issues that she saw that were very, very concerning to her. So, again, WausauPilotsAndReview.com. All right, let's try to lighten things up just a little bit.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, as we get closer and closer to the end of the program here, and as we get closer and closer to our daily history segment. I know you're a big fan of Disney, and I almost
a huge fan.
I'm almost cringing to bring this up because Disney apparently waved my finger. Because Disney has been sued for bringing an actor back from the dead. You're probably wondering, what does that mean? Well, Disney is facing a legal battle over digitally resurrecting the late actor Peter Cushing for the 2016 film Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Despite Cushing's explicit refusal to allow the use of his likeness posthumously, the actor was recreated as Grand Moff Tarkin, sparking a lawsuit from his friend and producer Kevin Francis. Francis, representing Tyburn Films, sued Disney and its subsidiary Lucasfilm for using Cushing's image without permission, along with the executors of Cushing's estate and his former agency. Disney argued in court that they had cleared the use of Cushing's likeness for a fee, but a court allowed Francis's suit to proceed. Come on, Disney, don't be using people that have died.
If they told you explicitly that their likeness should never be used, you should honor that.
Yep. And I think we're going to find out whether they say that they paid a fee for this. It depends who they paid the fee with. It had to be the right folks. And in the end, we're going to see how much money, because in the end, I'm pretty sure one way or the other, number one, Disney will pay something to make this go away. Or number two, they're going to pay a lot of money to make it go away because they're in the wrong. I think it's going to be. And that's one of the things, again, with the whole AI technology. Again, I'm very, very concerned about that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, AI can be helpful, but it can also be very dangerous, especially if you do it in the wrong way without telling people and then just assume that, well, if we do this, nothing bad's going to happen. It's like, we have to have limitations. We have to have guidelines. We have to be, you know, careful with the steps we take to use it in a creative sense.
Also, I want to find out what your attitude number means. You probably went, what does the attitude number? Well, the attitude number comes from the month and day you were born. It's one of the components of the numerology chart, and it describes your unique personality and the attitude in which you approach life.
Well, that's April 20th.
All right, well, let me explain this before we jump ahead. The attitude number can also provide insight into how others perceive you. So again, to determine the attitude number, add your birth day and birth month until you get to a single digit that provides the result. If it For example, if you're born on December 28th, you have 1228, which is 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 8 equals 13. Now, reducing 13, you get 1 plus 3, which equals 4. So the additive number is 4. So you said your birthday is?
So it's April 20th. So that's
420.
So you do 4 plus 2 plus 0 is 6.
Okay, so you don't have to go any further.
Okay.
And according to the charts, 6 equals analytical.
Really? So, I don't see myself as an analytical.
Well, I'm not saying this is a real science. Mine is 12-2, so December 2nd. So
okay.
1 plus 2 plus 2, which is 5, which would be equals creative.
Huh.
So that's, I don't know whether that's, I think there's some truth to it, but.
That does sound interesting.
I mean, it's all for fun. It's not, I mean, again, people make it all go and make it up as they go along and see whether or not it works. But if you want to try that at home as well to figure out if the number equals one, I lost my chart. I hit backwards. One is assertive, two enduring, three versatile, four sensitive, five creative, six analytical, seven harmonious, eight secretive, and nine prudent. So take your birth date and put it all together and figure out which one of those nine you are. Well, are you ready to try and turn things around?
Yes. Number of the day is about a milk. I have to get this right because we're in a dairy state.
You're getting into some hot water if you don't get it right. So
yeah.
We'll have our daily history lesson and then come back with our number for the day quiz. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh here on 98.9 WXCO. Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. is another edition of the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jason Foster and myself will recap the action in high school football and look ahead to week number 4, plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll talk to Marathon head football coach Ryan Winkler after the Raiders improved to 2-1 with a come-from-behind win at Loyal Greenwood. Our student-athlete guest will be Wausau East senior quarterback Davis Winter. Winter threw 4 touchdown passes in the Lumberjacks' Great Northern Conference 27-11 win over Tomahawk. It's the Big High School Sports Show this Wednesday and every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. The time is 9:52 here on this Wednesday morning, the 11th of September, 2024. That means it is day number 255 of this year. There are 111 days remaining, so 111 remaining, and heading down the stretch of 2024, heading towards 2025. And a number of events have occurred on this date in history. Going back to September 11 of 1954, the Miss America pageant made its network debut on ABC. 1962, the Beatles recorded their first singles, Love Me Do and P.S. I Love You, at EMI Studios in London. On this date in 2001, September 11, 2001, coordinated attacks resulted in the collapse of the World Trade Center in New York City, destruction of the western portion of the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and a passenger airliner crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In total, 2,974 people were killed in the September 11, 2001 attacks. On this date in 2002, The Pentagon was rededicated after repairs were completed exactly 1 year after the attack on the building. On this date in 2017, Hurricane Irma left 7 million U.S. homes without power in Florida and Georgia. And on this date in 2021, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 was marked by President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in New York. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays here on September the 11th. Movie director Brian De Palma, Scarface, The Untouchables, Mission Impossible, many others as well. Brian De Palma, 84 years old today. Philip Alford, who played Jem Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, is 76 years old today. Actor Amy Madigan of Field of Dreams is 74. Scott Patterson of Gilmore Girls and Saw is 66. John Hawkes of Winter's Bone and Saul Star in Deadwood is 65 years old today. Actor Virginia Madsen of Sideways and American Dreams is 63. Christy McNichol, actor from Family and Empty Nest, turns 62. Harry Connick Jr. is 57. Rapper and actor Ludacris is 47 years old today. Ariana Richards, Lex Murphy in the Jurassic Park films, is 45. Elizabeth Henstridge, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is 37. And Tyler Hoechlin of Supergirl and Another Life is 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events, it is Patriot Day. It is Remember Freedom Day. It is Women's Baseball Day. It's I Want to Start My Own Business Day. It's Libraries Remember Day. It is Make Your Bed Day. It is Day of Service and Remembrance. It is No News is Good News Day. All right. It is time for our number for the day and our number for the day challenge. Every day, we ask Ian Welsh a question, multiple choice, three choices on the number for the day. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right for 33%. And, of course, every week, if he's under 33%, that's a failure. If he's above 33%, he passes. And it's a true win if he gets more right than wrong. But so absolutely. Far this week, he is off to a slow start. He is 0 for 2. That means that in order to have a passing grade, you have to get two of the final three right. In order to have a true winning week, you have to get all three right.
Yes.
But our number for the day involves milk.
Yes.
All right. The number for the day is the number of glasses of milk the average dairy cow produces each year.
The average dairy cow.
So one dairy cow. The average dairy cow. The number of glasses of milk the average dairy cow produces each year.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 46,000? Is the correct answer 460,000? Is the correct answer 4.6 million? 46,000, 460,000, 4.6 million glasses of milk the average dairy cow produces each year.
Okay.
So a big variety in those numbers.
Yeah. Don't overthink this.
Think about it. Try to figure it out. Okay. Try to figure out what's reasonable, what's unreasonable.
46,000, 460,000, or 4.6 million.
That's one dairy cow. The average glasses of milk the average dairy cow produces each year.
Okay. Okay, I'm going with my gut here.
All right.
I'm going to say 4.6 million. I'm going with C. It seems like the most reasonable option for me. Is my final answer. I'm going with C.
Well, 4.6 million glasses of milk, you say, that the average dairy cow produces each year.
That's what I'm going with.
Well, you would have those dairy cows working very, very hard because the correct answer is 46,000. I thought you'd go in that direction. I think you think but that, those numbers are just out of this world. One dairy cow. No way a dairy cow could. One dairy cow, 4.6 million glasses a year.
Hey, if nothing else, we're getting a good laugh out of this, right?
So you now have true pressure tomorrow and Friday, you have to step it up.
I really do.
Oh, this is going to be pressure. So people, tune in tomorrow. See whether or not Ian is able to make a big comeback here.
Get some popcorn or place your bets.
There you go.
It's going to be good.
Thanks to Bob Look and Sean Wright for joining us. Tomorrow, we'll have Pat Kreitlow join us at the top of the show, and then a whole bunch more, including the number for the day quiz. So, Ian, suck it up and be back tomorrow.
I will, Chad. Happy hump day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Keep it right here, 98.9 WXCO.